BBC News. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has sacked the commander of the UN force in South Sudan after an inquiry concluded that his peacekeepers had failed to protect civilians. The investigation supported earlier allegations by aid workers that the UN troops refused to respond when government soldiers attacked an international aid compound in the capital Juba in July. Iraqi special forces have fought their way into the outskirts of Mosul, entering the city for the first time since Islamic State militants captured it more than 2 years ago. IS has put up fierce resistance and the fighting is continuing. Sniper fire is posing a particular danger to the force, which is trying to secure an eastern neighbourhood. 11 people, including two policemen, have been arrested in Morocco over the killing of a fish seller, whose death prompted large-scale protests in several cities. The fishmonger, Mohsen Fikri, was crushed to death in a rubbish truck on Friday as he tried to retrieve fish confiscated by police. As the results are announced in Ivory Coast of last Sunday's referendum, it's clear that President Alassane Ouattara has officially won an overwhelming majority in favour of proposed constitutional changes. The opposition, which called for a boycott, said no more than 77% of voters took part. A cave in central Brazil has collapsed during a religious celebration, reportedly killing 10 people and injuring and trapping others. Local reports say that dozens of worshippers had gathered in the Casa de Pedro cave near the city of Santa Maria to celebrate All Saints' Day by praying and lighting candles. The BBC has been told that Thailand's Crown Prince Wachiralongkorn will be confirmed as the country's next king on December the 1st. He was expected to be anointed on the death of his father, King Bhumibol Adunyadet, 3 weeks ago. BBC News.